I'm Dawn. I'm 44 years old. I live in Lincolnshire. I work for Lincolnshire County Council. I'm in a civil partnership with my partner of 20 years and I have three children. We met while we were in college in West Yorkshire doing degrees, as I say, 20 years ago. We met and fell in love at college and we've been together ever since. We lived firstly in West Yorkshire in Bradford and then in Lincolnshire, out near Spilsby. We have got three children, 15, 7 and 4 years old, two boys and a girl. Right, I'm a lesbian. I came out in my late teens while I still lived at home with my parents, who were very, in a sense, very accepting. I think my dad found it much more difficult to accept and still does to a certain extent than my mum does. I suppose when I first came out, it was a shock to both my mum and my dad. But my mum was more accepting than my dad, and to an extent still is. Although over time, dad's become, I wouldn't say he's comfortable, completely comfortable, but more accepting than he ever has been. As I say, I've been together with my partner Becky for 20 years, so I think part of his acceptance has come through the fact that we've gone through thick and thin together and we've stayed together for 20 years and brought up to the point we're at now three children who he absolutely adores and would never be without. So although I know, I'm Dawn, I'm 44 years old, I live in Lincolnshire, I work for Lincolnshire County Council, I'm in a civil partnership with my partner of 20 years and I have three children. We met while we were in college in West Yorkshire doing degrees, as I say, 20 years ago. We met and fell in love at college and we've been together ever since. We lived firstly in West Yorkshire, in Bradford, and then in Lincolnshire, out near Spilsby. We have got three children, 15, 7 and 4 years old, two boys and a girl. Right, I'm a lesbian. I came out in my late teens while I still lived at home with my parents, who were very, in a sense, very accepting. I think my dad found it much more difficult to accept and still does to a certain extent than my mum does. I suppose when I first came out, it was a shock to both my mum and my dad. But my mum was more accepting than my dad and to an extent still is. Although over time, dad's become, I wouldn't say he's comfortable, completely comfortable, but more accepting than he ever has been. As I say, I've been together with my partner Becky for 20 years, so I think part of his acceptance has come through the fact that we've gone through thick and thin together and we've stayed together for 20 years and brought up to the point we're at now three children who he absolutely adores and would never be without. So although I know, and I believe it's his love for both us and the children that has enabled him to park his prejudice, because he comes from a different generation, a generation that weren't as accepting as some people are now, and he also comes from a small place that his experience won't have been of a lot of different people. There'll have been white heterosexual people that he's always mixed with, but I believe that he's worked it through, and it's only my guess, but I think he's worked it through and, as I said, parked his prejudices, and that's been, his prejudices have been overcome by his love for his family. I'm secretary of the Lincoln Pride Committee along with a couple of other people who perform vice chair and chair duties. We got together a couple of years ago now at an open meeting, and the chair basically came to the meeting and asked for any people that were interested in starting a pride in Lincoln. There was originally a committee of four. One other person had to drop out, and that left three of us who were committed to putting on a pride celebration in Lincoln. The intention's always been not just to have a pride